Recently, I attended a convention in St. Louis, and while there, heard an essayist speak on the Year of the Child. The whole year, 2001, centers on children. However, every year could be the Year of the Child. Since the greatest generation is now in decline, we are depending on the millennial generation. This generation is also referred to as the baby boomlets. The essayist emphasized that they need meaningful youth ministry with mentors. They may become the next greatest generation. He stated that our millennialists are self-reliant because their parents work and they have electronic babysitters. This generation is interested in learning about the heroes of the past. They are impressed by their deeds and by their needs. They want to hear the stories of their grandparents and value their experiences. The boomer parents lament the fact that there are a lack of real heroes for their children. A recent Harris poll reported that Americans, by and large, do not have heroes. Pollsters surveyed more than 1,000 people and found more than half could name no living public figure they considered a hero, and 1 in 6 could name no hero, period. The older generation, which is sometimes also called the missionary generation, is very protective and concerned about this millennial generation. They have become their mentors and feel the need to give them a vision for their future. Many have been their babysitters and have been able to be good models and examples of courageous and heroic living. Mark Twain knew about the power of modeling when he wrote, "Few things are harder to put up with than the annoyance of a good example." Edmund Burke wrote, "Example is the school of the mankind, and we learn from no other." During this month, when we grandparents celebrate Grandparents' Day and reflect on our mission and ministry to this millennial generation, we realize the importance of our mission. I believe this generation, our grandchildren, will be a generation that believes it can get things done, and it will do it with optimistic peer pressure, which will be seen as a solution and not a problem. Every day is Children's Day, and every year is the Year of the Child. The emerging generation of the millennials are different than the Generation Xers who preceded them. There are significant findings about this generation that will affect the way youth activities will be like in the next years. The movies sometimes even characterize them as virtuous and nearly angelic. Am I happy about this generation? You bet I am. These are yours and my grandchildren, and we are their grandparents. The wealth of children comes first. Nigerian proverb. He who teaches children learns more than they do. A German proverb. Warm thoughts from Little Home on the Prairie, Over a Cup of Tea, by Luetta G. Werner. September 13th, 2001.